My name is Vera Brown, and I'm trying to find an orthopedic surgeon that would
take... Vera Brown has been stuck aboard the Dr. Merry-Go-Round for years now.
I'm trying to find an orthopedic surgeon. I'm going to be referred to see an orthopedic surgeon.
She doesn't find the endless calls, questions, or repetition amusing.
They've given me different numbers in different places, and when they say that I'm not covered, that means that I have to put off having surgery, and that begins to start messing with my health.
Brown, who's 45, has already had one hip replaced. Now the other is starting to feel numb. She used to be in physical therapy, but the clinic stopped accepting her insurance, which is provided by Medicaid. She gets around her South Dallas apartment with the help of a walker. With an 11-year-old son still at home and a fixed income, traveling is hard.
If you have a little money and you can go to wherever doctor, that's fine. But what about the ones that does not have the income or the say-so or the know-how to go about doing this? We just lost out.
Almost one in five people in Texas says it's gotten harder to see a doctor in the past 2 years, according to the NPR poll. It didn't matter what kind of insurance they had. Dr. Giancarlo says across the board, health insurance plans have narrowed their networks, shrinking the number of doctors and hospitals patients can see.
And what that means is the health plans are contracting with fewer and fewer health providers and hospitals, and they're using this as a cost control measure. So it is very likely that somebody that in the past has had a lot more access to specialists, they're not finding that anymore, and they're having to travel greater distances to find those specialists.
About 70% of plans available on healthcare.gov in Texas are size small, according to Dan Polsky of the University of Pennsylvania. Staying on top of which doctors are in or out of network is hard for administrators as well as patients. Carlos says his nonprofit health agency, AIDS Arms, has had to refer out patients who've been coming for years.
Well, frankly, it's a mess. We just see this just so frequently where a patient comes in, you know, they're carrying a health plan card, it looks good, they double check, and then when they go to file the claim to be reimbursed, they find out that they're not in the network.
And if you do find a doctor in network, there's the problem of actually scheduling the appointment. About a quarter of adults in Texas who do have a regular doctor say there's been at least one time in the past 2 years when they needed care but couldn't see their regular provider. Texas Health Institute researcher Dennis Andrulis says the Affordable Care Act has helped more than a million Texans get insurance, but the state has a severe physician shortage.
What happens is the law is raising hopes for those who in this state have been chronically uninsured for such a long time. But then for those who are able to get insurance, they will find difficulty in accessing care.
Andrulis says for people on Medicaid, the situation is particularly frustrating. Texas chose not to expand Medicaid, and the rate it reimburses doctors for care is very low. The result, physicians in Texas have little incentive to take on new patients.
These are the seeds and the realities of frustration.
It doesn't surprise Andrulis that the majority of Texans who can't see a doctor in a timely manner go to the emergency room instead. As for Vera Brown, she uses a community health clinic where costs are low, supplemented by some medicine from her mother.
She will give you a hug like no other. It will soothe your soul. And when you get through, it's like everything just gone away.
And for a minute, she can ignore the pins and needles in her hip and pick up the phone to make a few more calls to find a doctor. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.